You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
First day of summer, this Monday, June 20th, talking Cubs baseball with Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, the Cubs are rolling right now, to say the least. And just give us a first-hand feel for last night's electricity when Wilson Contreras, on the first pitch he ever sees in a big league uniform, goes deep, a two-run homer. What did that feel like from your vantage point?
Well, I know Wrigley was rocking. It's very exciting for the kid. He's come in here, and he's been just very polished, very smooth, knows his role. It was very cute to see him on the first day, Friday, where he was just shadowing pitching coach Chris Fazio all over the place and just following him into the bullpen, following him into the dugout, following him into the video room, you know, just sort of learning his role. And they had him catch Lackey on Friday, so I sort of figured that he would be behind the plate. He'll make his first major league start Monday night. Lackey's pitching against the Cardinals, and now that he's got that home run out of the way, he can relax.
Yeah, and it took one whole pitch to get that home run out of the way, so what took him so long, right? But, yeah, just a fantastic debut for him. We've seen Albert Almora Jr. in recent weeks come onto the scene. Contreras last night, and, you know, here the Cubs are. They just swept the Pirates, 8-1 against them this year. They are 12.5 games up in the Central. That's absurd. 95 games still left in the season. And, Kerry, in your estimation, is Joe Maddon's biggest challenge right now to just keep these guys interested and engaged and to just find ways for them to maintain their competitive edge?
Well, Matt, I said this on past podcasts, and I'll say it again. They take it one day at a time. And as cliche as it sounds and as ridiculous as it sounds, that is exactly how they're dealing with this. Today is Monday, and they will deal with Monday today, and then they'll move on to Tuesday. And they don't look too far ahead, and they don't look behind them. And it's been amazing to watch. It's been impressive to watch, and that's the way they're doing it.
And they've done it very well up to this point, of course, and they're in a stretch here where they don't have, correct me if I'm wrong, no off days between now and the All-Star break. Is that correct?
Right. That's okay.
The way they're playing, why not? You know, get out there every day and, you know, you got the momentum going. Why not maintain it? So that's what the Cubs are doing these next few weeks up until the All-Star break in San Diego. And going back to last night, Kerry, Kyle Hendricks, masterful. A dozen Ks and no walks allowed. And I was somewhat surprised to learn the first Cubs pitcher to do that, not since Arrieta, not since Lester, but rather since Matt Garza back in 2011, which I think surprised a lot of people, and only the 11th pitcher in Cubs history to do that, the 12 Ks and no walks. The high pitch count knocked him out after six, but nonetheless, is that the most dominant you've seen him in 2016?
Well, you know, I never use the word dominant with Hendricks because dominant usually describes a pitcher who is, you know, blowing guys away with 90-plus mile-an-hour pitching. What he does is he just outsmarts opponents. You know, watching him pitch was just so impressive because he was able to locate his stuff on the corners. He was effective. He fooled them. And it was just, you know, he was dominant, I guess, in the literal term of the word, but it just somehow, in talking to Kyle, that's just never a word that just sort of pops up with him. I'd like to see him be able to go deeper into a game, and I think he would too, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, splitting hairs at that point, because with the 12 Ks and the no walks and getting the win over a tough Pirates team is struggling as much as they're struggling right now. Still a big weekend for Hendricks and for the Chicago Cubs. And one thing I want to get your input on is that I know the last time that Gerrit Cole pitched against the Cubs, he turned in 8 scoreless, struck out 7, 3 hits allowed, I think, and he said, you know what, I mean, the Cubs are good, they're not the best team in baseball. Obviously, Cole was not on the scene this past weekend, he's on the DL, but were those comments in any way addressed following this series, or did that kind of fly under the radar?
No, nobody brought it up at all.
No one brought it up.
Yeah, no controversy, sorry.
That's good, I figure, because, you know, even though he didn't pitch, I know that there was some simmering bad feelings, you know, after the last time the two teams played when Cole made those comments. But the Cubs have been so dominant against the Pirates that, you know, water under the bridge, I suppose. 8 wins in 9 games so far this year against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kerry, as we look ahead, like we said, the Cubs do not have a single scheduled off day between now and the All-Star break. So it's right back to work tonight. Cardinals come to town. John Lackey, his third start against the Cardinal team he pitched for last year. Then 11 games in 11 days in three different cities, all on the road. That's a grueling, grueling stretch. Give us a little bit of a preview of these next 3 days against the rival Redbirds here.
Well, I think this will be, another good test for them. You know, the Cubs can't let up. And really the travel, you know, it's a long trip to Miami, but they have a day game before they go. Really, the travel isn't too bad. You know, it's not like they're going East Coast, West Coast, and you know, in terms of long distance stuff. They're going to be on the East Coast for these trips, so it's not that bad. And I think one of the things, really the only caution that Joe Maddon has is to try and make sure that he keeps guys fresh. So he'll sit people every once in a while, try and give them a breather, try and give them a chance to get their legs fresh under them. And actually what's been nice to see is when he sits LeBryant or Rizzo, and when they come back, they do seem to perform better. So it does seem to revive the guys a little bit. Plus, they don't take batting practice, so they're able to stay refreshed that way. I just, you know, Cardinals will be tough because the Cardinals are tough. This is what I find odd is that this is their first trip to Wrigley this year. Usually, you know, we've already faced them here at Wrigley, but this is their first trip in. And it'll they're sending Wainwright and Waka, and it'll be kind of an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it always is. And like you said, very surprising when the Cardinals, for them to have their first visit to Wrigley this deep into the season, certainly surprising, but a lot to look forward to these next three games. And Kerry, to wrap up here briefly, you said, you know, the challenge, of course, is to keep these guys engaged and interested and fresh. So when you look at the catching end of things, you know, again, Contreras gets his first big league start tonight. You've got Montero. You've got Ross. I mean, are we going to see a three-headed monster behind the plate, or is it going to be the majority of the catching duties falling on Montero and Ross going forward? How do you think that whole thing shakes out?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure, because what Maddon said when Contreras came up was that he wasn't sure if it was going to be short-term or if it was going to be long-term, or if they may have to move Contreras depending on a roster move. It's really kind of hard to tell. Right now, the situation with Dexter Fowler is a little up in the air. As we speak, I'm not sure if he's going on the DL or not. With the way that Contreras came off the bench on Sunday night, you know, they might decide that they're going to keep him and keep him as another bat off the bench, but he's kind of limited since he can't play anywhere but catcher. I don't know what they're going to do with the three catchers. I do think that Ross at 39 and Montero at 32, and Montero, I'm not sure if he's 100% healthy. They want to be careful and make sure they keep those guys fresh, so they could go with three for the rest of the way.
It'll be interesting to see what they do the next 3 weeks, and especially with this 11 games and 11 days in the three different cities. Once the home series with the Cardinals wraps up, that begins tonight. Monday night, John Lackey on the mound, Wilson Contreras behind the plate for his first big league start. A lot to look forward to. Kerry Muscat, we appreciate the time as always on this Monday. We'll do it again next week for sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extra Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.